All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Somebody post, Tom, somebody post. It's time for the disembodied post, yeah, yeah. Welcome in, welcome in. It's time for the Irritation Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Get yourself a brand new EasyGo golf cart. How about a Yamaha golf cart? Two of the top brands. In fact, dare I say, the two top brands in that industry. Thank you so much to Impact Power Sports for sponsoring the studio. It is the Impact Power Sports studio. I've been Drew over there. It's like, Easy, I got a sign for the studio. It's like, well, where is it? Ding dong. Give me the damn sign. You know? All right. Corey asks, is the crybaby back? Look, why can't you just move on? Why can't you just, why would you do that? Wouldn't it be better to just talk about the fun things going on in the world? I don't understand why you would do that. Oh my God. Nice troll, I guess. I mean, if that's where we are in the world, I mean, I would be, dare I say, I can never criticize someone who's a troll because I'm pretty much a troll. So I was having fun trolling last night during the Super Bowl because I said that Kendrick Lamar, actually, before I get to that, Corey writes, oh, please, you went on a complete rant about it last week. Well, yeah, but, you know, I also talked about how we're, you know, moving on. We're trying to focus on, like, what's happening right now. And that was in the moment. This is 3 days removed. So when you say, oh, please, you went on a complete rant about it last week. Yeah, I think you said it best, last week. So I think you need to sit down. Okay. And Chris makes a wonderful point. He's also the host. You are not the host, Corey. Make no mistake. At the end of the day, you're a piece of shit. Don't ever forget that. So you're out. I like being a little bit more gratuitous with the timeouts, frankly. Timeouts and bannings. I think that needs to become intensified. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your support. And everybody here, I appreciate your support other than Corey. Okay? Anyway, let's try not to derail the host. I went out of my way to troll with Kendrick Lamar's performance at halftime. Was the best ever and even better than Prince. And that's all it takes to get people wound up. Some people figure out what I'm doing. Most don't. Then I pointed out that the Chiefs are getting robbed and that the refs are in it and the fix is on. And people fell for that one too. You know, Chris is here. He was talking about my halftime show with Christian Platt on Who Are These Broadcasters. He says, I was bummed at the halftime show that it was pre-recorded. I was hoping for an NFK story or something. Well, you've got it today. Trust me, that's coming. My God. I think the older you are, the more intense your hatred for acts like Kendrick Lamar happen to be. Because if you're my age, you believe in melody, songwriting, true performance, showmanship, instrumentation, a band. And I actually did, someone sent it to me, go back and watch Prince's performance from that Super Bowl, however long ago that was. And it's still incredible. You know, it really stands the test of time. The Kendrick Lamar performance, Murder Lover Linda talks about how her 23-year-old loved it. And my daughter Jacqueline was there, and so was Justin. And they're like, oh, man, this is great. This is so good. This is going to be awesome. And, of course, it sucked. And then Justin even said, that was boring. Well, yeah, it's just some guy rapping, and it doesn't sound good. I couldn't understand a fucking word he says. The only thing that caught my eye was Serena Williams dancing, which I didn't know that was Serena Williams dancing until the internet told me that was Serena Williams dancing. And I'm like, why the fuck would there be a cameo for Serena Williams? And then I found out that there's actually a lot going on here between Kendrick Lamar and Drake, who's another piece of shit. And I guess that Lamar and Drake have been beefing. And so there's been like diss tracks. Isn't that what they call them? And they brought out Kendrick Lamar, or they brought out Serena Williams, because that's the former girlfriend of Drake. All right? And like Megan says, Kendrick is a hell of a troll. No, he's not. He's a horrible troll. If he was a real troll, he would have approached Serena and like started rubbing up on her or something like that. You know, or I don't know. It is so weak, all of that. The entire show was just bad. And that style of rap is garbage. You know, if they brought out NWA, that would have been fantastic. You know, if they sang Fuck the Police or something like that, or Boys in the Hood, well, that's Eazy-E, but still, what the hell? Chris says he got the whole stadium to yell a minor. And now I don't know. Did that happen? It's so beyond me. Because I guess the thought is that Drake loves children. He has sex with kids. Is that what they're saying? Well, I didn't know that happened. If that did happen, which I have no reason to doubt you, and I'm sure it did happen, then that's great. Oh, now I remember. Because he said A minor. And when I heard that, I thought the same thing Yoda World just wrote. Oh, I thought he really liked that chord. A minor. I'm like, why? At first, I was like impressed that he even knew the chord. A minor. But no, I guess now that the puzzle pieces are fitting in my head right now. I do actually remember that portion of the show. But at the time, I thought what Yoda World just wrote about it being a chord. That shows you how out of touch I am on this shit. And frankly, I don't want to be in touch when it comes to this. Amanda sent me some info about Kendrick Lamar. As murder lover Linda says, I had to read a synopsis of the performance to get the meaning. This person writes, so the halftime show wasn't someone I normally listen to, but I did some research. Things I learned about the halftime show. By the way, if you have to do research about the halftime show because you're just trying to find something interesting because the music is so not interesting, that's not even music in my opinion. It just sounds like garbage. The artists get paid union scale, not the whatever fee they're used to. The artists, if I understand correctly, pay for their props, etc. The Weeknd spent $7 million of his money for his performance. They perform for exposure to audiences that would not have seen them otherwise, as they aren't in their genre they listen to. What I learned about Kendrick Lamar is, one, he grew up in Compton in Section 8 housing and was even homeless a few times growing up. Two, he has a Pulitzer Prize. That's amazing. Well, I don't know how amazing that is. I mean, I would need to know, first of all, more about the Pulitzer Prize. The only thing I know about the Pulitzer Prize is it goes to people who write, correct? Like Pulitzer Prize winning book, To Kill a Mockingbird. Pulitzer Prize winning book, The Great Gatsby. That's the only thing I know about the Pulitzer Prize. Are you telling me Kendrick Lamar of Pride and Prejudice 2 by Kendrick Lamar, Pulitzer Prize winner? Yeah, I saw them throwing that around. Yeah, you won the Pulitzer Prize. For what? Shit. At age 5, he saw his first murder. The drive-by shooting of a teenage drug dealer. Boy, that's interesting. This person listed it as, he grew up in Compton. He has a Pulitzer Prize. At 5, he witnessed his first murder. These are part of the credentials of Kendrick Lamar. How many more murders has he seen, by the way? 4, he had a stutter as a child. Okay. At 16, he was baptized and accepted Jesus. That's just a quick snippet. All right. None of these things to me are anything worth mentioning that contribute to a person being a solid performer. This person goes on to write, now the music was not my taste, but I learned a lot about what he overcame. He could have been another statistic, but instead he performed the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Yeah, in my opinion, excuse me, the only reason why he's performing at the halftime show is because Americans have lost their way as to what is actually acceptable music. It's all shit. You know it, and I know it. Megan is, she's kind of like in between old and young. And she's definitely young at heart. I think she's a fan. Let's see. SZA is also an ex of Drake, I'm being told. He had the lowercase a on his chain. I guess that means something. Wouldn't it be something if you were watching the halftime performance and instead of actually the headline being the trolling, it actually was the performance itself? You know? Megan says, I'm not a fan, but my kid is, I'm in a confusing place in my life. Yeah, you need to tell your kid to fuck off is what you need to do. you need to play normal music. You need to play the Prince performance to him and set that standard and say, this is a performance. I see there's comments about his pants. We had those in our house, too. He was wearing the ones that are tight around the thighs, and then they flare out. Kendrick's pants were terrible. Yeah, but Nick, you're a fucking fat-ass grease monkey. You don't have any style whatsoever. How the fuck can you be dissing Kendrick Lamar's pants? Young Adam Schwab says, I could not name a Kendrick Lamar song or any song in the Billboard Top 100. The one song I do know is old. It's the one Ben Glaze used to play. It's a DNA song. And he goes, I got. That's that. It's horrible. Corey is back. I will throw you out again, so just be careful. All right. Chris, who's young, okay, he says, this sounds like a retirement home. Look, at least back generations ago, when this was the same thing, young people getting attacked by old people over music choices, all right? At least the music that the young people were getting crucified over was actual music. Chris is attacking, saying the music was loud and I didn't like it. I don't mind loud music, asshole, if it's music. Kendrick Lamar is an embarrassment. God damn. As for the game, wow, that was ridiculous. The Kansas City Chiefs offensive line, it was like they forgot how to play football. I loved it. And I didn't even, I sat down and I wasn't even planning on watching that game. We were planning on playing that fucking train game. What the hell is it called? A Ticket to Ride. And then we sat down to watch it. And I was like, all right, I'll just sit and watch this. And then, you know, it started out, Philly was doing all right. KC was shit throughout the entire game until late in like the fucking, in the fourth quarter. The fact that they didn't get to the other side of the field, they didn't even get across the 50 till like way into the third quarter. What? Oh, God. Outstanding. Who actually wants? Who actually wanted KC to win? Nobody. There is a post going around that says, the world is healing. Trump gets massive cheers at the Super Bowl while Taylor Swift gets booed. Come on. Here you go. This is I don't know for sure if they're showing Trump on the Jumbotron. But they are cheering right then. Taylor. Okay. She knows it too. She side-eyes whoever that is next to her. Right there, she's like, oh, fuck. I'm getting booed. Now, I don't think this is the beginning of the end for Taylor Swift, but I love this. When Taylor Swift is getting booed so hard by the American people that she turns into a meme. Outstanding. Cole says Trump got cheered during the national anthem. Incredible. Murder lover Linda is starting her usual Alabama horseshit, her usual Nick Saban horseshit. This game was actually about how great of a coach Nick Saban is, Jalen and Devontae. Eric, the Philly guy you interviewed who fell on Hurts when that railing collapsed a few years ago was there. My son talked to him. I don't think I know what the fuck you're talking about. You're asking me to remember something? I interviewed a Philly guy who fell on Hurts, like Jalen Hurts. A, I don't remember the incident. B, I don't remember speaking to anyone. And I am really thrown for a loop as to what any of that means. I have zero clue. But me remembering most things is a challenge. All right? But thank you for that. I appreciate that. All right. Let's get into our coverage of the Fat-a-thon. We have updates to give. First of all, I want to start with Amanda, who I think it's interesting to me because I think she senses that she's losing it or like she's going to fall apart. She's down. She's down 1.6 pounds. And she wrote, "It's definitely getting harder. I have to step up my game." Thoughts? And I wrote, "Well, you said it all yourself." And that's what I wrote. I think you said it all. First of all, I don't know how much you need to step up your game. You did lose 1.6 pounds. And it's week to week. I said, my thought is that you're trying hard not to do the right thing, but only a little bit. I mean, if you feel like you're not, like it's getting hard, okay, you have a choice to make. This is all based on just a choice, okay? And you're doing it all. All I'm doing is providing context and commentary based on your performance. That's all the Fat-a-thon is. And I wrote, it could be worse. At least the scale went down. But you do know what you have to do. If you're struggling, you're choosing to not do it. That's it. But again, you did lose 1.6. And this is important because by next week, she can be under 300 pounds. Last week at this time, she was down to 303.6. She is now down to 302 because she lost 1.6. In 5 weeks, Amanda is down 14.8 pounds, which that is almost a 3 pound average per week, which is actually outstanding. If a person can average 3 pounds a week consistently, that's great. You can even dip down a 2.5 or 2. No big deal, as long as you're in that range for the most part, okay? So I wouldn't beat yourself up over it yet, you know? As long as the scale's going down, 14.8 pounds in 5 weeks is still 14.8 pounds in 5 weeks. And that the fact that you're on the doorstep now of being under 300 pounds.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. and with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are. There's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone, but not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Think about the last time you were minus 300. So there you go. You're 7 days away from a fucking great moment, madam. So don't lose sight of that. I think that's probably the most important thing, and I'm sure everyone would agree. You know, this has to be done in small increments. We're, like I said, we're weighing in once a week. Let us get into Nikki, who, when I say get into Nikki, I mean like get into her numbers. I don't mean like what you dummies are thinking right now. I should add that she wrote, by the way, before we get into her just talking about her weight loss. These are her three of her goats. She loves them so much. All right. Enough of that. She experienced illness in the past week. Sick from Tuesday night until Sunday morning. The only thing I did was work and be sick. I'm a little afraid because I'm starting to feel better now. And I'll gain some of this that I lost back. Hope you had a nice weekend. I did have a nice weekend. More on that later. And thank you. Because during the week, she dropped 9.1 pounds. All right. I'd use this to your advantage. And if you can just focus on, you know, let's hope for a pound or two by next week at this time and then continue in earnest. You are now 3 weeks in. Last week, 262.8, down to 253.7, down 9.1 for a total of 15.3 pounds lost in 3 weeks. All right. Rebecca, who I believe last week, she dropped 0.6 pounds. This week, she started at 290.8 and is down to 287.7. That is a 3.1 pound loss, and she's fired up. She wrote, "Let's fucking go." Down 3 pounds and 2 inches. So that puts her at 287.7. And I think her goal is, I think she wants to weigh like 280 or something like that. Didn't she say, I want to weigh 280 pounds? I don't think it's that. I think actually, what did you say your goal was? 210 or something like that of pure muscle? She wants to be like a lady shot putter. That's her goal. Okay, so you're down 3.1. That puts you at 7.3 and total for 3 weeks. Continue doing what you're doing. Change nothing. Hang on. Text member from a family member. Text message from a family member. Jeremy, who has been at this the longest, he is now 22 weeks in. He started at 335.4 pounds. He's dropped another 2.4. So what was 335.4 pounds less than 6 months ago has turned into 270.1 pounds. Wow. Jeremy has lost 65.3 pounds in 22 weeks. The hits keep on coming. For an average of just under 3 pounds a week, 2.968 pounds a week. He says, in less than half a year, I am over halfway to my goal, I think is what he wrote. He says, I'm starting to become Mr. Reliable. I've officially broken the 65-pound loss mark, and it's been less than 6 months. Next week, I should be halfway to my goal weight. Oh, next week, which is something I never thought I'd have the willpower to do. If you like, I'll send a progress picture next week or whenever I cross the halfway point. No, thank you. I don't want to barf. 270.1 is outstanding, though. You should be very, very proud of yourself. That means 65.3 plus 15.3 from Nikki plus 14.8 from Amanda plus 7.3 from Rebecca. The four of you have lost 102.7 pounds. Great work. Nothing bad here. Jeremy, no, definitely send that picture. I'm just fucking with you. No, actually, don't. Save it. Save it to when you're done, you know? Save it to when you're done and, like, you can have it professionally done. Corey, with a good joke, much better than his first attempt, says Easy only accepts dick pics. All right. Everybody offering congratulations. That's good. Okay. I got a North of the Hard Living Line phone call today doing the Eric Zane Insane Asylum radio show. That was an all-timer. I'm sitting here playing music, talking in between the songs, and I get a phone call from a North of the Hard Living Line audience member. Hey, EZ, how are you? I go, hey, buddy, how are you? You know, and I usually just, hey, what can I do for you? What song can I play? And I made the mistake of asking, hey, buddy, how are you? And I got, not too good, EZ. I need someone to talk to. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. I guess this poor son of a bitch was walking to go to the beer store to get like a 12 of hams or something. And out in front of the liquor store in this community of Kalkaska, Michigan, there was a guy out in front of the liquor store and he didn't look so good. And this dude's telling me that as he's walking by him, the guy goes, and a geyser of hot blood comes flying out of the guy's mouth. Projectile blood blast. All over the snow. Just, and my man stops and goes, hey, buddy, you okay? And the guy goes, and it's like dripping off of his lip. And he goes, ah, ah. And then another one. So this dude sees this. And then the guy falls. And he starts turning blue. The dude who's calling me calls 911. Now, I don't know if you're North of the Hard Living Line, does the 911 services, does it take like a long time or what? Amy and Chris were fighting for the joke. It's the zombie apocalypse. Well, so anyway, this guy says, well, I'm really screwed up, EZ, because I was standing right there and then he fell on the ground and he died. I go, he died? He says, yeah, he's dead right there on the snow. That's it. I go, holy shit. So you know, I wanted to keep asking questions. But I was afraid it was going to fuck him up, you know. And he goes, yeah, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't really. What he found out later is that the guy recently had been diagnosed with lung cancer. So, I mean, that's very common there. Most people who get into their elder years of 18 plus, the mortality rate is very high. When you're north of the hard living line, this is a regular occurrence, I guess. You know, you can encounter a 7 to 10 people spewing blood out of their lungs every day. And this was the first time that this guy had ever seen it, you know, holy shit. So that's it. He died. He was dead before the ambulance got there. Jesus. Corey says smoking is a great pastime for the poor, very financially responsible. Dan, Donut Dan says, so what uplifting song did you play for him? It was an uplifting song. This is personal growth, frankly. Because I can't think of any songs with blood in the title. Maybe like Hot Blooded by Foreigner. I probably would have played that for the guy if I were a little younger. You know, or any song that has Let It Bleed by the Rolling Stones would probably have made the airwaves if it was old school easy. But no, I didn't do any of that. I played some song that he wanted to hear. Corey says maybe Another One Bites the Dust. Breathe by Pink Floyd. Sunday Bloody Sunday, says Maureen. Oh my God, they're rolling in hot and heavy now. If You Want Blood, You Got It by AC/DC. I could have devoted like a whole hour to that guy. Holy shit. Forgot to mention this. During the Super Bowl, it was not without incident. This is your NFK story for the day. I've talked to you about if there's anything other than just calmness, he starts to freak out. After this happened, I walked out with Jackie. I'll tell you what it is in a second. I walked out with Jackie and Justin. I go, can you believe that shit? And Justin goes, yeah, he's a fucking psychopath. I go, I know. This is why if like a dog wanders away from the house, you don't announce it in the house because he loses his mind. If you lose your phone, you don't say, hey, where's my phone? You don't do any of that shit. You don't want him involved in anything about anything. It doesn't matter if it's over something missing or just anything at all. Could be anything. You don't want him involved. The family dynamic is put into uncharted territory every time he's involved with any type of moment, I guess. And the moment this time was Darla, the dog, her ball rolled behind the couch. She can't get it. She wants it. And so he starts to freak out about this.
It's behind the couch. It's behind the couch. It's behind the couch. Oh, we got to move the couch.
He starts fucking freaking out, okay? And everybody's like, uh-oh, this is the big one. And he's getting agitated and angry, and all we got to do is stand up and go get the ball and give it to the dog. And he's... and I had to go, Kevin! And he looks at me. I go, stop. And he goes, okay, I know. I go, just relax. We got it. Holy shit. If I had been alone, if it was just him and I, because this day is, I told you this day is coming where I have to, and this happens every few months. Look, all of this that's happening, this ritual, it puts me in such an anxious place. You cannot do this. No more. I know you don't mean anything by it, but just shut up. Be quiet. Don't say a word. Maureen says, fuck you, Darla. Yeah. He, just a goddamn powder keg. I can't even talk today. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with me? All right. Chris says in his head, he's like, well, fuck you then. I'm going to go smear poo-poo on the counter. I have, every time I have a conversation with him, I expect that in his brain. His new habit is get a knife, cut his sandwich with it. So the sandwich goes through the bread, the mayonnaise, the mustard, the cheese, the meat, the other piece of bread. And then what does he do? He puts it back in the butcher block. Usually with shit from his hands now on the handle. I'd have this conversation with him. Kevin, if you use a knife, put it in the sink. I will wash it. I will wash it. God, I can't talk. I will wash it for you. Do not put it back in the butcher block. Okay? Okay. Unacceptable. All right. For those of you that are watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, I appreciate that as always. If you want the rest of the show, it's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or at Eric Zane Live when you download the Twitch app. I have a Patreon. We're doing a Big Fraud Thursday this week. PATREON. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I'll be doing the Patreon bonus podcast today after this one gets done. So we start the podcast day here on the free platform, and then we kick it over to Patreon and pick it right up. You can sign up free for 7 days at patreon.com/Eric Zane. I just realized I haven't done a cameo since forever. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. I think. Yes, cameo.com/Eric Zane. They cost $20. Somebody's celebrating a birthday. Maybe they've achieved something, workplace achievement. Maybe they've done something academically. Congratulations on your sobriety, whatever it is. And I can be as rude or as sweet as you like me to be. You could have the dogs in the cameo if you like. You could have Pooh Bear in the cameo. If you cannot have the NFK in the cameo. That I will not do. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Maureen says, you guys, I successfully subscribed to this podcast on Twitch with my Amazon Prime account. I'm so proud of myself. Finally caved and got Amazon Prime. LOL. Thank you. Patrick says, last week's Who Are These Free Beers was brutal. Loved it. Oh, so bad. I mean, bad but good. Revealing, you know? Free beer with the him demanding the rest of the crew explain why they have a good time when he's not there. Some audience member sent in a text and he went crazy. Fucking psychopath. All right. So I'm going to kick you out if you're on, if you're on Facebook and YouTube. You're wondering what that noise is. That's a stupid mouse. I need to replace it. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. The Grand Rapids Gold are back again. Their next game is coming up in 12 days, February 22nd. That is a Saturday night, Paw Patrol night. And I want to see you there. The kids will love it. Get a bunch of tickets for you and your loved ones. Get together and come see the Grand Rapids Gold. I'm there. I'd love to meet you. And you can just say, hey, when I'm walking around, or maybe at halftime and or after the game, too. I'd love to say hi to you. GrandRapidsGold.com. That's where you go to get your tickets for Paw Patrol Night. So whether you got kids or grandkids, they'll love it. It's a good time. All those characters will be there at Paw Patrol Night. So you can get pics with the characters from Paw Patrol. I know it's a big deal. I think the two that are the big deal are Paw Patrol, but even bigger is Bluey. Bluey's like worldwide, you know? Anyway, Grand Rapids Gold coming up on February 22nd. I will see you there. Go to GrandRapidsGold.com for tickets. KingsRoom.net for King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street. When you go to KingsRoom.net, they'll have complete location, exact locations for you to know exactly where you're going. And then, of course, they have schedules there. So your favorite stylist, you can see when they work and where at KingsRoom.net. King's Room Barbershop. Haircuts are $19. They've been cutting dudes' hair and chicks who like short hair for more than 50 years. They are awesome. Thank you so much to Andy and Colleen for being part of this podcast. Kuiper Tree Care. They're going to cut down your tree. That's right. If you have a tree that needs to be removed, the stump ground up, maybe you need a tree pruned, storm damage cleanup, tree risk assessment, the certified arborist from Kuiper Tree Care can help you. Get an estimate by reaching out at 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225. Badger says, did you stop P90X? Hell no, I didn't stop P90X. Why, do I look disgusting? Oh, in fact, yesterday I did push-ups and pull-ups. And now I graduated to like doing pull-ups. I don't need the bands anymore, those elastic bands. I actually can pull myself up, but I have to have my feet on a chair. So I'm kind of like in between. I think I could do one or two on my own, but I got to put my feet on the chair. Murder lover Linda says, did Diana stop? She hasn't been able to do it with me. And I don't know why. I'm in kind of a tough spot with her because I like to encourage her. But then sometimes if I encourage her too much, she gets defensive and tells me to go fuck myself. So I don't want her to do that. All right. Let's see. Last week's Who Are These Freebirds was brutal after calling you sensitive, LOL. Chris said he made them take a knee and kiss the ring. I don't know what that means. Who did? Amy says, agree it was the most... Oh, Freebeer. You're talking about Freebeer. Amy says, agree it was the most unhinged I've ever heard him be. Okay, I do want to also mention Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Fantastic place to get your car taken care of, maintained, or repaired. ERVines.com. That is ERVines.com. No matter where you are in West Michigan, get your car to Irvine's. Free loaner cars are available for you when you get your car repaired at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you so much, Megan. I am going to head over to the rip-roaring staff meeting for the radio station, and I'll be back after that. Thank you so much for being here.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.